This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. An Islamic center and mosque in Worcester is taking a proactive approach to confronting Islamophobia. The center is holding an event this weekend that's called Meet a Muslim Day. It's designed to get members of the public who may not know much about Islam beyond the headlines to learn about the faith that encompasses one-fifth of the world's population. Mona Ives came up with the idea for the event. She's originally from West Boylston and is the administrator for the Worcester Islamic Center. I like the promotional picture for this event, Mona, that says, talk to a real-life Muslim. Are you one of those real-life Muslims who's going to be talking to people on Saturday?
Yes, I certainly hope to meet plenty of folks and answer all their questions.
So we'll talk about some of the questions that you may get, but how did this idea for Meet a Muslim Day occur to you?
Well, it's actually an idea that I had actually had for several years. We have been actively doing outreach interfaith projects with a number of folks in the Worcester area. However, we really hadn't touched on the general public. And after the Paris attacks this year, we started to feel that the atmosphere changed to a very negative one towards Muslims. And unfortunately, instead of just being able to mourn with the rest of the world, we were sort of put in a place where we had to be on the defensive. And I sort of, drowned in my melancholy for a few days before realizing that it's not the time to hide. It's not the time to be scared. Now is the time to reach out and ask our neighbors, friends, coworkers, and classmates to come down, and the general public as well, to meet us and talk with us and let us allay their fears and their concerns and let them know that we're human beings who just so happen to follow the religion of Islam.
Okay, so let's say that I come to the event at the Worcester Islamic Center on Saturday. What will I find there?
We'll have a number of educational stations and exhibits, as well as free food sampling, a men's pickup basketball game, and basically a number of Muslim volunteers will be there to talk to folks. We will have stations that cover different topics, such as one for women's issues, ones for what do Muslims really believe about terrorism, similarities between other faiths and Islam. We'll also have some entertainment for anyone with children. We'll be doing henna design, face painting, puzzles, and games for the kids as well.
Okay, so there's a lot of fun stuff in there. And about some of the more weighty stuff, I'm imagining that based on some of the kind of booths that you'll have there on different topics, you're anticipating questions like, for instance, if the Quran promotes violence or extremism. And I'm imagining you've heard that question a lot. There's somebody who can address that kind of concern.
Certainly. We have a brother who is prepared. Actually, part of the program will be that he'll be offering a seminar about what Muslims really believe about terrorism and killing, in addition to just being at the booth in between his seminars. No, it does not promote violence or aggression or killing of innocents. Unfortunately, we have folks cherry-picking certain texts from the Quran or from the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and basically creating a narrative that isn't our narrative.
It is seemingly a heavy duty, and I wonder if it makes you somewhat despondent to feel as though you have to defend your faith.
Yes, it certainly is, and it's unfortunate because I think the minority of people are getting the majority of press. You know, Muslims do good things every day of the week. We give to the poor. We're kind and compassionate. We take a lot of care into our education and treating our neighbors nicely. And unfortunately, none of that ever makes the news, right? We're very sad and heavy-hearted that we have to do this, but we'll do what we have to so that our neighbors and our fellow citizens know what we're about. And we really hope that folks walk away knowing that we're not the boogeyman and there isn't really a lot of cause for the type of fear-mongering and concern that we see coming from some of the politicians and, loud voices out there.
Mona, are you prepared, though, for the possibility of someone coming to the event who's less interested in learning and more interested in accusing?
We do invite people to, in a very civil manner, accuse or ask difficult questions. We're not afraid of that. Clearly, obviously, the thought has crossed our mind that there are some people who maybe are extreme right-wingers who might want to use this opportunity to harm some of us. But we're praying and we're hoping that that's not the case. You know, we've taken some very light precautions, I will say, but we hope that everyone comes with the approach of learning and tolerance and that it is a positive and a good experience for everyone who comes through.
Thank you for speaking with us. Mona Ives, administrator of the Worcester Islamic Center, which holds an event called Meet a Muslim Day this Saturday. If you'd like more information, you can find it on our website, wbur.org. Good luck with the event, Mona. Thank you.
Thank you.